This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
Oh, it's Friday, December 9th, and guess what? 31 days since the most fraudulent, corrupt, rigged, mismanaged, incompetent, deceitful, chaotic, tyrannical, malfeasance, maladministration, disenfranchising, and voter suppression election our country has ever had, with the worst being right here in Merritt Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona. I'm going to use that intro until we get this thing fixed. Maybe it will catch on and more people will start to talk about it yet again. You know, America has been taken over, and you've officially lost your number one sacred right, which is your ability to choose your representatives through your vote. You think you have freedom? You don't. You really don't. So you might want to think about that this weekend. And why have so many people moved on, you ask? And why aren't they talking about what happened every single day, making it a priority to uncertify and redo the election? You lose that emoji face. Like this, why? We're going to talk about that today with both my guests. I'm not moving on. And I'm not giving up on this country or those of you who don't want to live under a tyrannical government. Put too much into this. Flag's upside down for a reason, people, right? But we need you now to stand up, speak up, show up, and join us. You're going to go to savemyfreedom.us. That's our one-click campaign, but we are adding to it. That's the Substack. I'm going to add my guests that are writing on those things too. So today's show, Arizona Update, we're going to talk about election fraud. We're going to talk about how America has been taken over. And you need to accept that. You also need to do something about it, like take action. My special guests, J.D. Rucker and James Knox, grab your pen and paper, grab your common sense cap, grab your phone, tell your friends, text your friends, tell, do you tune in? This is going to be one heck of an episode. Do it right now.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
I feel that Juvent is helping me to get better every day in every way.
That impact is what has been shown to help improve your bone density. Without that impact, you're missing a very important nutrient in your physical conditioning program.
The Juvent Micro Impact System allows the person to create more joint range of motion. Now I know there's a chance that nourishment can take place to that joint.
The boosters are killing millions.
Not a vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
No, 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 no.
we are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning,
yeah, but that's why they're poisoned with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
I'm Scott Gallagher, and I love watching Brighteon TV. Come join us.
I'm General Mike Flynn, and I just want to encourage everybody out there to go to Brighteon TV. Brighteon is awesome. It's unapologetic. It's all about the truth. They have a great group of hosts, and their cast and their team is wonderful. Get out there and watch Brighteon TV. It is where you're going to discover the truth.
Tired of being surveilled and tracked by the wireless phone companies and a rogue government? Get off.
Oh, that is Jesus Rocks, and that is live Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Mountain Time. That is 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's what Lucy DeGrazia hosts, an amazing show, connecting current events with the truth of God. And I tell you, that is my, I like that show more than I like this show, because I actually learn things. I mean, don't get me wrong, you learn things on this show too. But the great thing is she takes scripture, current events, history, rolls it all up to one. It's also a prayer group, and it's just outstanding, spectacular information. It's literally changed my life. I encourage you to join us on Wednesdays. We're also on TECN TV, and Brighteon picks it up on Sundays, part of their Sunday lineup there at 7:30 a.m. Mountain Time. That's over on Brighteon.tv, kind of like right here. Also, and that's Eastern Time is 9:30. You got to add 2 hours because we're in Arizona, remember? Mayor of Corruption County, Arizona, right? Anarchy, Arizona. And then we're also on Conservative Television America. We are on Right America Media and Frank Speech, and working on a few other ones. So I encourage you to check it out. My favorite episodes, again, 373, 382, and 350 in that order. And then we're going to have an amazing new show that is coming to you this Wednesday. So be prepared. Be prepared, because it ties into that flag being upside down for a reason. So, Hunter, I'm hearing some feedback in my ear. I don't know if I don't care if I hear it, but as long as the audience doesn't hear it, it doesn't matter what's in my ear. So I'm not sure. Yeah. Okay. Well, there we go. Oh, it was Rucker. Maybe it wasn't me. That's that song. You know what I mean? And you know what was going on during that song when that guy says, "Hey, honey, it wasn't me. It wasn't me." Right? Isn't that, you remember that song? Okay. This is just a good way segue into what we're going to be talking about today. Actually, no, we're not talking about any of that kind of stuff, but that's kind of what happened to you, the American people, we, the people during this election, right? You kind of got taken. You got taken and you got hosed amongst a bunch of other things. But I did want to bring up one thing. Over the past couple of weeks, I have made some really great connections and alliances with fellow hosts on shows, except these guys are real journalists. You know that. I'm not a journalist person. I've just got a loud mouth, and I'm here on a mission, literally save Arizona and save the country. But Ann Vandersteel and Emeril Robinson, they've both been on their shows. And of course, my next guest is another real journalist, J.D. Rucker. But I want to, we're kind of putting together a little bit of an alliance here, which gets you guys information in and out rather than there, because there's a lot of noise out there. And there's a lot of people who aren't talking about the election. They've moved on. I said they've moved on. Then that concerns me, right? J.D. has not moved on. Ann has not moved on. Emerald has not moved on. And these are the people that you need to be spending your time with to get your information, because they're talking about other relevant issues that a lot of other people are just kind of maybe talking points or repeats. And it matters on integrity, and it also matters, not election integrity, it matters on them as people, because what they're providing in their information and the way that they do it is, I can tell you, it's much better than a lot of other people. So Ann is on Brighteon 5 days a week at 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and that's 8 Eastern. And then JD's gotten on a bunch of them. He's going to talk about that here when I bring him on. And then Emeril's on Frank's Speech, 10 a.m. Mountain Time, and then 12 Eastern. So I encourage you. And we're going to link the Substacks, which we're going to do that with JD. So let me bring on JD Rucker. And again, he's a real journalist, people, like a real one. Okay. I'm giving you real people that I want you to follow, because this show's different. This is a working show. This is also one where I'm focusing on a couple topics and I'm throwing stuff at you. But these guys are giving you more stuff about like a wide variety of current events. So a combination of those plus mine, and then you really got everything covered. So not only is he a real journalist, he's hosted the JD Rucker Show. He writes on for a bunch of Substacks, and then he's got the new, which is the discernreport.com. So Hunter, if you could bring on my new buddy, JD. He was kind enough to have me on his show to talk about the election fraud and then some on the November 22nd. So JD, how are you? How are you today?
I'm fantastic. I am just doing wonderful, Michelle. How are you doing today? I love the upside down flag in the background. Not what it represents, but just the fact that you're willing to say it, and so few are nowadays. We are in crisis here in the United States of America today.
And that's why I love you so much, because you will say that, and most people aren't. And until we can't just act like nothing happened or move on. We can't say hashtag vote harder 2024. Because you can't do that. We didn't have bad candidates. We did not have the turnout. But before we do that, I thought it was important because you see what's going on in Brazil. People are taking to the streets. United States, we don't do that. We did that one time, which was January 6th. So I want you to comment on January 6th, because of course, it's most of us that watch these type of people and networks and programs. No, January 6th is not what that appears to be at all, right? But it was designed to make sure people don't assemble and they don't fight back, which is what one of our rights is. So it was designed to bring us to right where we are, so that when they do the fraud, the malfeasance, the maladministration, the cheating in the elections, like they just did in your face, you would be afraid to go to a Capitol, to have your voices be heard, and to fight back. So comment on that, and then I'm going to kind of let you rip, because you got a lot of stuff to share.
That's true. And I mean, as you said, as far as audiences go, yours is one that I am certain 99.9% of them are very well aware that January 6th was, it was a setup, it was a hoax, it was designed to take very passionate patriots who wanted to express themselves, who wanted to express their discontent with the stolen 2020 election. And they used it, they being the deep state, the powers that be, the globalists, even Nancy Pelosi and her cronies, they all used it as an opportunity to advance this fear that we're now experiencing. And the American people, America First Patriots, have been placated as a result of January 6th. This is why it is going to be hard. I'm not saying it's not going to ever happen again, but you're right. Look what's happening in Brazil compared to look what's happening here. Brazil, they are taking the streets. The military is getting involved. There is a good chance they might actually be able to create real action and find actual justice, whereas we can't even get our quote-unquote conservative and alternative media to talk about it anymore. They've already moved on. And so there's just a handful of us left. And that really makes me mad. So, and I appreciate you calling me a real journalist, but I think that's actually pejorative nowadays, isn't it? You're a journalist. It's like you might as well be a lawyer or a serial murderer, because journalist, everybody stay away from him. You might catch his stupid. So thanks.
Definition. The old definition of, just like the old definition of a man and a woman before they hijacked your language, changed the rules, changed your language. What we grew up knowing it to be, where it was respectable and it was people who actually knew what they were talking, as opposed to somebody took a microphone, turned a camera on and just started rambling, right? So that's the old school version, right? There's nothing wrong with that. So do this for me first, for the audience. Tell them where they can find you. About your new platform and your Substacks, and plug everything right now, and then we'll do it at the end. But I want to make sure that people have the information while they're paying attention before they might wander into the kitchen or something and then might come back.
Well, even if they go into the kitchen, they can bring discernreport.com with them. And that's the new project. It's the first in the Discern Media Network. We're going to be launching Discern.tv, which will totally not compete with Brighteon, by the way, just to be clear. Launching Discern.tv, Discern Report, Discern Politics, and various focus, I guess you could say media properties, focusing on discernment. Because that's what's lacking right now in the United States of America. We don't, as a people, we have too many, even again, the conservative and alternative media. There, when you have groups that used to be great, and now all of a sudden they're promoting Mike Pence. They're saying, "Oh no, the 2022 election, the reason we lost was because of abortion." You know, because here's the thing, people. There was a lot of people that woke up on election day and they said, "You know what? I told the pollsters last week that I was going to vote for Republican, but I just found out. I don't know if you heard about this, but they repealed Roe v. Wade a few months ago. So now all of a sudden I'm going to go vote Democrat." That didn't happen. There weren't millions of people that did that. So don't tell me that it was the abortion issue, because if it were abortion, that would have been reflected in the polls prior to the election. This was a stolen election, just like the 2020 election was stolen. We don't have that type of discernment. So go to discernreport.com. That's my current project.
And then you've got a Rumble channel that has a huge audience for the J.D. Rucker Show. So that too. And then Substack, because I'm going to link our Substack, which SaveMyFreedom.us is what I had set up to start getting information out about the election, because I was an election judge and I got thrown into the mix, into literally the pits of hell, right? Because I was there while all of this was happening and I could not believe it. And then I came home and started talking and sharing, especially just the debacle, not a son of a, the plan of the separation of the votes, which are the infamous black bags, which apparently no one seems to mention, which kind of a big deal. They switched the votes out the night of, everybody. Those votes never made it to the center. So if you're wondering why when they were calculating Carrie Lake and they're like, oh, well, what the projection is with the votes of this, I'm like, which bag of ballots are you talking about? The ones that actually never made it to the center, or the ones that you think made it to the center the night of, right? So mm-hmm. I started that as a Substack to get people information, and we're doing the one-click campaign, which I'll mention a little bit later. We're tweaking it so it has a new focus based on where we are in the process, because it's great that the campaigns, apparently today, they're supposed to be filing their lawsuit, but this is not an election about the campaigns. This is about you. We, the people's sacred right to actually choose your representative. So we're the ones who need to be in the fight, talk and bring it forward to our legislators, maybe not necessarily the court system, but that's why we have the HABA Act, which it goes to the Secretary of State, but I don't want to dwell on that too much because I want to focus on JD, but we're going to link his Substack to that. However, apparently you can do that. I don't know. I'm not a pro at the Substack. Again, he's the writer journalist, not I. So tell them where to go find that, and then I'm going to make sure that we mention it on all of our Substacks, too, that I'm sending out.
You bet. You can go to jdrucker.com Brighteon.substack.com. That will link to all of my Substacks. It'll also link to Michelle's Substack. Now, I do have a, I did get a text just now. Apparently, there's a fact checker. They said they're fact checking you in real time, and they said that you use the phrase, literally, the pits of hell is where you were. And according to this, Katie Hobbs wasn't there, so you definitely couldn't have been literally in the pits of hell. Saying.
I told you, everybody, he's great. Like, you got to watch his shows. You got to follow him on the Substack or social media, all that fun stuff. See, because these are, as he mentioned, there's a lot of people that are abandoning the principles and values and morals and ethics that they claim to have had. Maybe it's because they just wanted your emails, because they wanted to ask for donations for either their campaigns or for their bogus 501c3s and 501c4s. And you know how I always talk about these money laundering operations, which Muslim and the, you know, the PACs and then the think tanks and all these people, that if they would have done their job all of these years, we wouldn't have had mail in out ballots in 2020, and we wouldn't be having this conversation, because I'd be selling widgets. I'd probably be on vacation, and JD would be not having to work so hard to get the information out, because we're fighting against a bunch of grifters and phonies and frauds that are, you know, if then, and I want you to comment on this. If they were just doing it and it was hurting themselves or tarnishing just their reputation, but when they misrepresent and they're basically lying to people, you know, it's like Proverbs 31, I think it's 31:8, fight for those who are destitute that can't do it for themselves, because they're actually pulling one off on the American people and then pretending that they're doing something. And then that's where I have no patience for that, and beyond no respect, but it's not going to happen on my watch if I can open my mouth and call somebody out for their lack of being what a constitutional sheriff, which we don't have any, because you would have actually scooped up the machines because they're illegal. So don't even get me started with the constitution of sheriffs. But it's not people like us that are on this call and other ones that are on the show that actually say that, then most people will just go with the flow and think that Charlie Kirk is awesome. You know what I mean?
The biggest challenge we have is not, you know, the American people have woken up to the reality, and thank you to Elon Musk, who is probably a globalist, but we can at least throw in that for now he's doing some decent things over Twitter. Thank you for Elon Musk for reiterating that CNN, ABC, CBS, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, these, you know, big tech plus corporate media, and that does include Fox News, as well as Washington Examiner and the like, you know, they are enemies of the people, and the people realize this. But what the people don't necessarily realize is that the grifters, the people that are supposedly on our side, so many of them are not. You know, people like throw out the word controlled opposition, and that's a very specific designation. I think that in many ways we have coerced opposition. In other words, we have people out there who are, you know, for whatever reason they choose, they decide, you know what, we're not going to mention the V-A-C-C-I-N-E-S with an with quotes around it. We're not going to say the word vaccines, because if we do, then we're going to get in trouble and YouTube's going to kick us off and Google's going to stop sending us money. Or we're not going to say that the 2020 and the 2020 elections were stolen, because Facebook, which sends the bulk of our traffic to Breitbart or Daily Wire or wherever, you know, they're going to cut us off. So you know what? Let's just go along to get along. Mike Pence is so much better than Kamala Harris. So you know, it might not be great, but at least we still get to get our traffic, and we still get to get paid. So we go with Pence. We don't talk about voter fraud. We don't talk about the climate change hoax. We don't talk about groomers. We don't talk about any of the things that they talk about on Brighteon or any place else like that. If we don't talk about that, then we won't get in trouble. And look, I want to be clear about one thing. These companies, they support families. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, well, they're not being ideologically pure enough, so, you know, they should be condemned. I'm not suggesting them. I'm just saying turn them off. Don't go there.
Yeah.
Just go to Brighteon. Go to Rumble. Certain shows on Rumble. Certain ones that you don't want to see. Go to discern.report or discernreport.com. I don't even know the name of my damn website. Go to thelibertydaily.com. I'm actually editor, and I'm on right now at thelibertydaily.com. I'm working this site while I'm on this interview, because I can multitask.
Oh, anyway, talent. He's got talent, people.
I'm not.
Nobody's got talent. He's a talented man.
I have no talent. I just tell the people around me, stop it. You know that.
What? But he's spot on. You are. And look at that face, right? Don't worry about the glow behind him, right? Because that's just
I'm just the chins. You know.
He's just the
chins.
The green. It's the green aura. It's the beauty of the green screen and the Skype platform. But it's just the reason why I'm bringing this up, and then I want to bring to the surface the good people, because you've got a lot of people out there that are looking for what to do, and I want to make sure you're spending your time efficiently and effectively, as opposed to just filling out a form because somebody sent you an email, and you don't know who the form is. Like, that's the craziest thing. You're going to go ahead and put in it your personal information. You have no idea where it's going. I mean, it just use common sense in this environment where someone can steal your identity, and you're filling out a form because somebody told you that this is going to get a testimony to whatever. But make sure you know these things, okay? You have to still use your common sense. But because people are looking and they're wanting to participate, they'll accept almost anything. And then of course they're just like, well, yeah, but what if I donated? Whoa, be careful where that money goes, right? Like, if you're going to give money to, anything, it's almost like you need to know enough about them that you're ready to marry them, okay? And I'm talking about the nonprofits primarily, because you're finding out that most of them, especially your NGOs, your Catholic charities, all those, we've been talking about it for since the spring of 2021. They're all money laundering operations, plus, you know, maybe some child sacrifice and rape, right? Because I stopped using child trafficking and human trafficking, because it needs to be a little bit more in people's face. So it's now child sacrifice, mind, body, and soul, and child rape. That's what it is. It's rape. Okay. That's what it is. It's raping your mind, your body, your soul, everything above the all the above. So it's time to pick a lane, everybody, and really identify where your time is spent. What are you going to do? What are you willing to do? And do you really believe that you don't live in a free country anymore? Because if you think everything's fine, then I can't help you. JD can't help you. So JD, I've got my 2 minutes left, and you're coming back in the future. So I'll let you just rip here for 2 minutes or so.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, you are one of the few people that's out there actually continuing to fight in Arizona. I had a very discouraging call, but understandably discouraging call with somebody who had been fighting, who has given up recently, yesterday. That was a very hard call to have, but we still need to get the information out there. And a lot of people will say, oh, but you know what, let's move on. Anybody who tells me to move on, just get out of my face, because I'm not moving on from 2020, let alone from 2022. And if too many people move on, we won't have a 2024. I'm not saying the 2024 will be stolen. I'm saying we won't have it. This is the state of our nation right now. 2023 is going to be, in my humble opinion, and I don't say this every year, I'm saying it this year, 2023 is going to be the turning point one way or the other. Either we turn as a nation towards back to the good, or we turn full blown straight towards the cliff, and it's just a matter of time before we fly over like Thelma and Louise, okay? And we're sitting there, but it's not a happy ending like in Thelma and Louise, where they somehow made that a happy ending for us. It will be the destruction of the United States of America. So I think that's kind of important for us to fight that fight. So we're trying at Discern TV, you're trying here in all the various places. You do a wonderful job. And you're one of the very few shows that I actually do watch. I know that's weird, but I don't watch a whole lot of shows. They usually piss me off. Yours actually inspires me, because you're willing to talk about God and Jesus Christ at the same time that you're saying that Katie Hobbs is Satan. It's great. I love it. You don't get that on most shows. Kirk.
I love it. See, I tell you guys, we get along just great, and he is awesome. So plug the websites again. Where do you want people to go to find you, and social media, anything like that, my friend?
Easiest place to find me is jdrucker.com, because I have a list of every place, except for whatever reason I don't have discernreport.com listed there yet, and we're live, so I gotta scramble to fix that.
Oh, there you go. So discernreport.com, and I'll make sure that that's always going to be in our Substack, and we'll link that however that works. So JD Rucker, thank you for being such a new good friend of mine, and I appreciate the compliments about the show. And I'm here to fight the fight with you, my friend, and I look forward to doing some more stuff with Discern Report. We'll talk about that later, people. I might have a good surprise for everybody. I love to put people on the spot. So tune in, watch, stay for the break, right? I want you to watch the commercials, maybe buy some stuff. You'll You'll get some patriotic gear. That's the flag shirt. You'll see that next. All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code HOME at checkout for additional savings.
True is what we are, to the stars and the stripes, in one nation under God, where the bald eagle flies, in memory of our founding fathers, where we stand in solidarity, wearing freedom proud, believing we will endure in our most beloved nation. The home of the brave, the land of the free, is where we shall be. The flag shirt, where freedom reigns.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Tired of being surveilled and tracked by the wireless phone companies and a rogue government? Get off the surveillance grid by turning to Volta Wireless. By plugging the Volta SIM card into your phone, you become hidden from the spy networks of AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, and other carriers, while maintaining your full ability to place and receive phone calls and SMS texts. Go to VoltaWireless.com and use discount code BTV to save big on your first month. You get free VPN services included, plus a private messenger that's encrypted, as well as another Volta private phone number that can coexist with your current number. Learn more at VoltaWireless.com and use discount code BTV for major savings. It works with both iPhones and Android phones across 200 plus countries. Volta Wireless is the official wireless privacy sponsor of Brighteon.tv.
Oh, so you see all those awesome products. You know, what we did is we put a marketplace together. And it's the Everything Home. I put socially conscious because it's kind of like a spoof. Like when I call this a safe space for patriots, right? So it's socially conscious. Take it for what that's worth, right? Because it's like they gave you so much material. You got to use it. You got to use it. And it's low-hanging fruit. It's like I just wish Saturday Night Live would use the material that's there. They wouldn't even need writers. They would just need you can have kids from kindergarten writing this down because it's so easy. It's just in like you want to spike it over the net. You don't even have to effort. You just go boop, and that's so much easy. It's so easy right now. So I'm using that anyway, making a long story short and my joke's falling flat. So sometimes, hey, you know, I can say it's Friday, but it doesn't matter for me because Friday is Tuesday, which is Sunday, which is all the same days. And I didn't realize until a couple days ago that literally it's been a month that I have gone hardcore with this whole election thing, because the whole point, all right, my goal was on the 9th, especially for this show. We've been focusing on politics. We've been focusing on banning the machines. We've been focusing on all of these things prior to the election, when I had watched yet another episode with Tina Peters, and then I saw them taking Simone Gold off to jail. And I was like, that's it. Prison. And I said, that's it. I'm pissed. And that's it. So we went hardcore into all of this with the election. And like I said, the machines and getting rid of it, started the campaigns with Act for America and all that fun stuff. And then I was a judge at the center, and I said, oh, this is great. I'm on the ninth of November, I can actually then go back to the show where we're focusing on business and more life stuff and health and all that kind of, you know, thing and faith and put the community to the side. Okay. Well, I had no idea the fraud was going to be that out of control, right? And then I had no idea that everybody on our side was just going to, that our elected and selected elitist positions were going to fall down, especially the GOP and even our county and even our own legislative district. Remember, they didn't, at our meetings, they didn't even acknowledge that there was a problem. So it's not only the top nationwide, it's not only the state, it's not only the county, but in our own legislative districts, there was no big deal. Remember our chair, the first newsletter he sends out after all of this goes down and they call the race for Katie Hobbs, he sends out a newsletter that says, hey, for Thanksgiving, make sure you go to the Fountain Hills Parade. I was like, oh my God. You just, well, so again, it's everywhere. It's infested. And we were talking about who you need to pay attention to and who you really need to trust when it comes to information. And what my next guest is James Knox. And we're going to talk about, Arizona and local, because, you know, it's not only time to pick a lane, but you got to make sure that the people that you're listening to are on your side, that are telling you the truth. And are they really fighting for you? And what are they fighting for? And their actions. And I mean, I had mentioned what happened at our LD meeting last Thursday, which we'll bring that up real quick because I can give you an update. And this is all stuff that you need to know. And if you're watching from another state, you might want to relook at how the things are being run in your state with your own state precinct committeeman and legislative districts, especially when it comes to voting. Because things that happen here in the county kind of happened in RLD, right? Proxy Nazi. We're going to talk about that in a second. So we got 18 minutes. Well, about 17, because I got to do some stuff about the end of the show. But as I said on the marketplace, and I did go all around, go over and check out the products and services. They're awesome. I'm going to start focusing on having some of the people that own these companies. Obviously, you got Mike Lindell. Promo code for most of this stuff is home. But if you go to, but if you wanted to get the shirts, remember the Steve Stern, the flag shirt, Steve Stern. That's what we're here at this, the Save My Freedom Studios. Save my Freedom. It's promo code HOME10. But I eased up on the patriotic gear because I can't right now because I want to make an impact. That's why I was wearing black for a little bit, because it's really a time for you to take this seriously. I don't think you realize how much is lost, but so go check out that in the marketplace. If you go to the Take Action menu, everythinghomeaboutus.com, I stuck it at the top. But again, we're gonna start focusing on some of those people because I got to get back to a normal routine. I can't keep getting sucked back into this vortex of all this election stuff all the time. Don't worry, I'm not giving up on it, but I can't do it 24/7. But I literally, for the past 30 days, it's been 24/7. That's why I know so much information. That's why I'm so angry at the attorneys. That's why I keep trying to bring this stuff up to you guys, that it is us that needs to take the action. And you cannot rely on the campaigns. You cannot rely on the attorneys to do that. So let's bring on James Knox. James, I'm hearing some feedback too. I don't know if that's you, me, Hunter. As long as Hunter can't hear it for the audience, then we're good to go. So yeah, let's bring up James Knox. Now, James is was a previous legislator in Montana. So he had a kind of a big position up there. He hosts a show with Liz Harris over on Frank's Speech, which is part of the Cause of America. So he's doing that. And he also is a PC, right? Precinct committee man. And he really is a grassroots leader. He's one of the guys who actually makes stuff happen here in Arizona, whether he's in the front or behind the scenes. And he recently won or was selected, right? He was part of the selection. He's selected as a board member in Queen Creek for the school board. So at least you got one guy that's good in Queen Creek for running and is going to take care of trying to get that mess cleaned up. So there is my friend James Knox.
Oh, there I am. Hey. There you are. Hey, thanks for having me on. Really excited to be here. You know, you were talking about your LD and the first communication. And I find that kind of funny because at our LD meeting, the first one after the election, they actually had the nerve to say, you know, we didn't get out. We didn't get out to vote. We need to work harder, et cetera. And I'm just like, you got to be freaking kidding me. Now, we're actually meeting in the very room that Queen Creek elections took place in the library. The same room that I went in and watched people printing out 3-4 ballots and handing them one. What are they doing with the other? And the same room where I walked across the room with my ballot, and it got scanned in, but all the people before me and several on the other line weren't. And so they would unlock the box, unlock, key point here, put it in and relock it, rather than using the little slot that you're supposed to slide it in. Mm-hmm. You know, so right there, that's a violation. Yeah, this is definitely stolen. And this is not the first one. You know, back when I was a legislator, I had a report of 3 postal bags. We're talking 2011. Three postal bags found in a field in the upper plains above Billings, full of ballots. These are mail-in ballots, and many from my district. So when I won like 79%, which was really a big win, considering I had 17,000 to 196,000, and it's really a 50-50 district. So it was a huge win, but I just wonder, 3 big postal bags, maybe I would have won 80%, 85, 90, who knows? So this is nothing new. It's just disgusting.
Well, you know, it's the old days of when you would find ballots, they'd be like in a trunk of a car, in a desk drawer. And then they've evolved over the years where now it's truckloads and amongst those. But that's really like,
you used to find them a lot in the caskets for all those dead voters.
Right on. And then the jokes about the dead voters is funny. But, you know, we used to always just say it's the Democrats. But I think people are finally realizing it is the Democrats, the Republicans. Remember, there is no, there's no two. It's a uniparty, them versus us, because as what, and we're going local now. Okay. We're going to bring everything local because you've got your AZGOP, right? What have they done for me lately, Janet Jackson? Nothing. What has AZGOP done?
That's not exactly true. They did put out the word to don't go to our AZ Revote protest. And, you know, don't use your First Amendment rights because we got this. We're going to handle this in court.
Right.
Where's the case?
Right. It still hasn't, and I've seen nothing from them. But the AZGOP, let me, you want to pull up that, what I saw today. I guess apparently this was last night. They issued a press release. Right. Kelly Ward and crew issued a press release that they are, this is the formal resolution to call for Romney McDaniel, which I came up with another name for her. So it's Ronna Rhino McDemon. Okay. I came up with that today. That was good. Ronna Rhino McDemon resignation and support for a new and fresh leader as RNC chair. So they're worried about asking her to resign, but yet, where is them talking about the election that we just had? That I literally, I've kept for 30 days, 31 days, I've been telling you this is the most fraud, malfeasance, every adjective under the sun, and just the violation of the protocols, not including all the nefarious actions. Where is that resolution? Where is those calling those people? Where are you calling out the governor, calling out the attorney general, who didn't even acknowledge that? The response, I mean, where is that? So your party is useless, people. The leadership is useless. And they've moved on.
They're upset because the main focus of the GOP nationally failed. They did not raise enough money to, you know, go into all the pockets that they wanted it to. And so, I don't know. I'm a little encouraged that they're asking for her resignation. So maybe they might... you know, support someone like Mike Lindell, who's running for this same spot. So that's my choice, but I'm not one of the 168 select that get to vote for that. I'm just a mayor PC and state committeeman. So hopefully I will be getting to vote for someone that will truly make a difference here in the grassroots of our state.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. We don't get to choose those. And Mike Lindell is the literally the only candidate that needs to be done. And as for the fact that they're bringing this up now, when this is stupid because there's other people running.
Yeah.
But if you really wanted to do something, you could have done it on the 9th. Okay. So you see what I'm saying is there's just too much to say. But let's talk about before I go into any of the subtopics that I wanted to touch on, What do you want to report on? Anything that you know that's on, that you've heard, you've seen, something that's really relevant that people need to know about using this momentum and theme of calling out the people that aren't representing you. Obviously, we want people to get involved. We just had our elections. So obviously, that was an interesting evening in LD3, which LD3 and LD11, these are legislative districts, people, right, for those of you who pay attention on the show. And, you know, we love to throw out letters here. And precinct committee men, we had our meeting, and they're actually being contested. And there's challenges because of what transpired at the meetings, which is funny because similar things happen in Mayor Corruption County. Okay, so the apple doesn't fall far from the rhino established tree.
Were you
in
one of those LDs that didn't actually count the votes in front of you?
I was requesting a hand count that night, and it didn't happen. And then the new chair, Czar Candace, stormed out with the ballots after she refused to do a hand count. It was like 300 something. We were like, well, let's just do it right now, just so. Based on, you know, it's not like we didn't have the most corrupt election ever a couple weeks before that. And she wouldn't do that, even though she's not allowed to have the ballot. She's not supposed to keep it. The record keeper, the keeper of the records, is the secretary. And she didn't care. She stormed out with the ballots. And we went, well, wow.
This is just complete symbolism of everything that's going on. If your local LD legislative district is not going to hand count and verify, how are they going to hold your legislators and the state to do the same thing? And I am so frustrated as you, but looking back at all the votes, I mean, you look at here in Arizona, we have one of the largest budgets that was passed this last year. And why? Because one Republican decided to vote with the Democrats because he thought he could negotiate an even better deal to lower it even further. But instead, it went a lot higher. You know, it's all these games of how we're going to do this one-upmanship, make things supposedly work better, rather than just saying, hey, we could focus on, in this case, having the same budget. Having no increase is a win in my book. And let's focus on what matters, election integrity, which is one day, one vote. You know, I got into a big debate with one of my local legislators, and we were talking about a resolution, which resolutions really are nothing. It's a feel-good statement, but nonetheless, a lot of people become very passionate about these when they're brought up, and I was. And I'm like, look, of all the election integrity bills, some you carried, some others carried, what actually helped with this election? And it was like crickets. You know, and people need to start watching what's going on. A lot of these games, and then choosing people. If you don't like where you're at, choose someone different. And where it matters is in the primary. And, you know, that's when you get to choose your team. And then sometimes you got to hold your nose and say, oh, my gosh, it stinks, but I'm going to vote. You know, but it makes a big difference. And this one particular legislator I'm talking about, he cares. He's very effective in a lot of areas. But there's some that it's like, we need to get egos out of it. Service is about serving selflessly. You know, I tell my wife this all the time, and we always tell newly married couples, you know, so long as you love, serve, act, whatever, selflessly, you'll be successful. But when you become selfish, when you put yourself above the cause, above your wife, your spouse, et cetera, that's when things fall apart. And it's the same with politics. You know, one of the things I love about your show is the two taboo topics. We're always told never to talk about politics and religion.
Well, you know what? Right there.
There's only two things. Yeah. There's only two things that really matter. And they tell you this to not talk about it because maybe you might educate some people. You know, your religion, God, is above everything. And from that, politics should be influenced. From that, culture on down, okay? But the reality is, we have, in many spots of our country, a godless people. And, you know, because they're lost, no wonder that they are, you know, our country's falling apart. And these are the two things we need to speak to most. And the Bible is very, very clear on, you know, what it says. It's not something that you can mold into what you want. But, you know, I wanted to share this with you because today in my study, and I'm not real big on quoting verses all the time, but it was Matthew 7.7. Ask it, and Gail's calling me right now. Ask it, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be open to you. Yeah. And I really got to thinking about this. You know, God provides, but he wants us to ask.
And participate.
Yeah. You know, and it's a lot of us are asking, but we're obviously not, I think, asking enough. Because, you know, if we don't ask and participate, it's like your kid. You give them everything they want, they don't appreciate it. You give them a brand new car, they're going to wreck it. You know, they're new. You know, if they were to buy their car, it's, you know, actively participating, have skin in the game, they're going to appreciate it. It's the same thing with this. So we need a lot more people to turn back to God and get involved and let him work through them. And we'll come around. But we need to ask and it shall be given.
You're exactly right. I mean, one of the mottos of the show is pray, plan, and take action. Pray is first. Then you got to come up with a plan because you got to figure out what you're doing. And then ask you to take the action. But that's what you kind of need to do. And as far as the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, that was all intertwined with from the Bible. There's specific sections of it that they reference that you can go. This is what the inspiration was for the Bible. Now, I know you said you normally don't quote Bible verses, but I've been for the longest time using four because it actually it outlines where this journey has been for not only me personally, but for where the country has gone. And it ends up, and I've added two more. So I'm going to ask everybody, pull out your pen and paper. I know for those or texting, whatever you do, if you text your phones, and we've got about 3 minutes left. It's Joshua 1:5-9, which I've been saying for a long time. That's right there on the deal. But and then it's Esther 4:14, right? Because everybody says you're born for such a time as this, but that's not exactly what it says, but that's the gist, right? Then it's Ezekiel 33:2-9. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you got 2 Chronicles 7:14, which you're getting the people to turn from their wicked ways, right? Because you can see this is the progression of where we were and through the election. I mean, that's the way that I kind of just evolved these Bible verses into. And then I go to Luke 12:2-3. For there is nothing covered that will not be seen. There is nothing hidden that will not be known. What you have said in the dark will be heard in the light. What you have said in the low voice in a closed room will be spoken with a loud voice from the tops of the houses. And yes. Then my friend Michelle added Ephesians 5:11-14. Have nothing to do with the bad things done in darkness. Instead, show that these things are wrong. It is a shame even to talk about these things done in secret. All things can be seen when they are in the light. Everything that can be seen is in the light. The holy writings say, wake up. You who are sleeping, rise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. And this is literally those they just outline literally what transpired before the election and what and where we are now. And I purposely did that. I'm going to add that to that Substack. Substack is savemyfreedom.us. I got to plug this because I want people to go to it because I'm going to actually work it on this weekend. I'm going to do the updates that I said I was going to do because I want to make sure that you guys are going to have your one-click email all campaign. We're redoing it based on where we can take actionable items now.
But you were asking about action locally, and there's several things.
Yeah, we're running out of time. But go ahead. Yeah.
So first of all, get involved in your local legislative districts, and in doing so, don't just sit down, but you have to be active. You know, learn who your 125 people you're responsible, and become that circle of influence. And I want to say, learn Robert's Rules of Order, because in these LDs, they're run on Robert's Rules of Order. One thing I learned as a legislator, he who knows the rules, rules. You need to know how to squash actions that do not support what you're there for and elevate grassroots people, people that are constitutional first. You need to get involved. I mean, you can go to causeamerica.org, sign up there, and we'll get you plugged in local groups in your area. We have a lot of things going on right now with some HAVA complaints, which here in Arizona actually will force the Secretary of State to hold a hearing for each one and show either how you actually vote was counted or based upon whatever the complaint is. We have all kinds of other things. We've been doing jurate affidavits and just you name it.
Well, and you know what, James, you're going to obviously come back because we're good buddies, you know, but the HAVA Act that he's talking about, I went through it with him and Gail in a conference call the other day. So we're going to go, I'm going to personally do it for myself this weekend. I was supposed to do it earlier this week, but I'm going to make sure that that's in that Substack. So we're going to put the links. We're going to make it really easy. I'm even going to put the link to the short, well, it's like an hour and a half deal that Gail did the other. That's Gail Golick. She's been on the show numerous times. James is going to come back, and then make sure you go over Frank's speech. You can catch them there. It's the AZ Cause of America. That's his show on the mornings. I'm going to add that to our Substack so you can get that too. But again, it's about getting engaged. It's about picking a lane. It's about literally getting this show. It's about getting the masses off their asses. And this is it, guys. We need to make sure that that flag gets turned around. And it's not going to happen if you just wait around for some fake, another person that you put on a pedestal, like a candidate or whomever else or a group or whatever, to save you. It's not going to be happening. You got to do it for yourself. You got to save your soul and your country at this point. Yeah, I know. It's a lot. So go to everythinghomeaboutus.com. That's your Take Action menu. You can always go to savemyfreedom.us. That's that Substack, and all the links and stuff are going to be in there. Thank you, Hunter, for doing that. And your homework for the weekend, not to mention, go to the Substack, but you're going to read the Declaration of Independence and you're going to read the Constitution, because if you don't know the rules that have been broken, just like the procedures for the election here in Arizona, you won't get as pissed off as I am until you actually know what really happened to you personally. So there you go. That's your homework. And go to that savemyfreedom.us and go to the Substack. I'm going to put all that in there and put in some awesome shows that you can watch too to get in what's going on. I'm way over. Hunter's going to yell at me. So have a great weekend, everybody. Don't worry. We're going to be working, James and I.